Yo, what's poppin'? This is Expect Defiance. It is a Tuesday on the 4th of August. New month, new me. You already know what it is. At Goldenrod Zen speaking, that's Denny G. Here with you once again. Thank you for listening, you valid listener person. If you like us so much, go on the Instagrams and look up Expect Defiance Podcast and click the follow button and send us comments and DMs and things and let us know what you think of this. Or you can go on the F Bizzles and do the same because, you know, we're out there on Facebook too. Yeah, that's what it is. Guess what? We're also on Twitter. So if you have a conspiracy theory you want to hit us up with or whatever, whatever, we're here for it. Yeah, this is a departure point. I know I said last week and the friggin' week before that things are popping off for this shit, but it's real. We got some things coming down the pipeline, so I hope that you guys are ready for it. But for right now, because my valuable listeners are here, let's hit you with some new records, bro.
We all stare at our hands.
Yeah, and that was the New Primals. This song is called Horse Girl Energy. I'm sure you're all familiar with that kind of vibe. Earlier, I played the new Ian MacKay band, Corky. He's out here with his wife, Amy, and Joe from Fugazi, putting out some new tunes. The song is called Sheddily Bop, I believe. That's pronounced right. Sheddily Bop. After that, I hit you with the Illuminati Hotties. You're Better Than Ever is the tune, and their things are not so bitter right now. More like bitter. There's an explosion that has happened out in Lebanon on a serious note, and up to 50 people have been confirmed to pass away in this explosion. The government of Lebanon has not really spoken on it to tell us exactly what has gone on, if it's some sort of, you know, warehouse malfunctioning kind of thing, or is it an intentional attack? Either way, my peace and love and prayers are going out to everybody who's been touched by the situation out in Lebanon. And maybe you can put some of our trivialities in our quarantine into perspective that, you know, at least we're breathing. At least our apartment building and workplace were not destroyed, you know, this morning. So let's play some tunes on that note to send some love.
Oh, 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 oh A moment of silence, please, for those that never get the chance. Show up to the party, but they never ask to dance. The losers, the liars, the bastards, the thieves, the cynicists, the pessimists, and those that don't believe in nothing. I stare into your eyes, but you look right past me into the air. What's it like to stand in your shoes? To have never felt the belt of somebody's abuse. I take the bottle and I dip it for all my heroes that have passed. Last you left us, but your story they will last. Undespied by the recruiting call. Independent we stand, independent we fall. We'll be right back.
That was The Offs. The song is Johnny Too Bad. That is a Jimmy Cliff original. Yes, Sublime did it at one point, but that's my favorite cut of it. Before that, I played a classic joint, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by Alton Ellis. And after that, A Moment of Silence by Streetlight Manifesto, one of my formative tunes for me. Yeah, this is Expect Defiance. We're still out here. Hit us up on your Finsta, or your Insta, or your Facebook, or your Twitter. We're all there. Say hello to us. Tell me if you like this, you hate it. What do you rate it? Whatever, whatever. What's going on in Portland, Oregon right now? Have you seen the memes? Have you seen the things? There's a ragtag federal group of, you know, agents, basically. What are they? Are they CIA? Are they police officers? Are they whatever they could put together? Yeah, that's what they are. And they're a team that seems dedicated to ending the significant protests in Portland. A trans woman a few weeks ago was kidnapped on video. A young woman at that. And it's like, what is going on in Portland? Is this the test to see how we react to true authoritarian actions? Maybe, maybe not. Is it the idea of a leader quelling civil unrest through force? I mean, it's not the first time. Donald has gone on record of saying that Portland is some sort of bed for terrorists. And when he says terrorists, he means the anti-fascist persons. Those are the terrorists. I mean, we're not stupid enough to think that nobody on the far left has a violent temperament. None of them. Okay, maybe a few of them. But at the end of the day, these are the people who are trying to fight the good fight and trying to make sure this nation is a fair nation. Do we want a great nation? That's great. I mean, I'm a Canadian, so what am I talking on like I live in this place? But we all know that we're Canada's little bro, and big bro, you're acting weird again. Let's figure this shit out. I hope your quarantine is fun. And here's some more tunes talking about Oregon. Here's a great punk band from Portland. Let's go. Fred Armisen, I wish you were my dad. was Ape by Hate Crimes, a band from Brantford, Ontario. Yes, there's music that comes out of that city. I know you can't believe it, but it is true. Before that, I played a band called GFL. I'm not sure what that stands for. Is it Gas Food Leisure? There's an image that seems to go with it. Anyway, this song is called Decepticons, like the Autobots, right? The other guys. And after that, I played Gloss. The tune is called Masculine Artifice. Trans woman running that band with some dope lyrics. Yo, ho, 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 ho. I'd like to introduce some people, say hello to some people that will be the team at Expect. The quarantine's made things weird. The loss of income has made things weird. The whole, I don't know, doing things for the love instead of the moolah thing. It's a bit interesting. So I'm trying to build some things with some help. So I'd like to shout out, firstly, Jeremy Hopkins, our musical director sometimes, not this week, but he often curates me some tunes to spin on this show. Thank you, Jer. Shouts out to Alex Rockingham, our researcher in the future, who will be helping us, basically helping me, keeping me informed on my bullshit, because sometimes I'm not always in the news cycle, and I need to know these things to inform you guys, right? And we also have Hans Lowick, my old buddy from way back when. He is our administrative person, I would say, who helps me, you know, cut the red tape and keep things rolling. Friggin' hell. Also to James Florio of Bummeroo, that's at Bummeroo, if you want to do the search, will be helping us do audio in future. Not this episode, but the next few batches. Thank you, Flo. And, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Dave Sikora as well from Brantford. You're going to help me build this show into the sexy dreamboat we all wanted to be. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Anyway, let's go. Like, we're Expect Defiance. We're in the radio show. Look at us. We've got so many things to do. Who do you want to hear on the radio? What band, artist, group do you want us to spin for you? Preferably local, so we can get SoCan to give them a toonie. Or whatever, you know? In the meanwhile, anyway, I'm going to play Be Your Own Pet. This song is Blow Your Mind.
For real. Party for real this time. Party for real.
Let's go.
Hot Sleeve. The tune is called Durian Eyes. There is your fix of queer East Asian femmes out of the big city. Before that, what did I have for you? Looks like I had Be Your Own Pet, Blow Your Mind, some other post-Riot Girl greatness, and Bratmobile, my absolute favorite, Give Me Brains. What is up? I got more tunes for you coming. This man is a man from Guelph. I worship this guy. I listen to 5 tunes. Now all of a sudden, all I want to do is listen to every single thing he's put out. And he has quite the discography. Check him out. Gregory Peppers and His Problems.
Like, you say I've got no plans, the weekend is naked. I can't surprise on the weekend. so we can connect. I cannot imagine the people whose feelings get traded. From good to bad under the pretense that we will get faded. And get drunk on the top religion so we can debate it. And there's zero regrets, baby, but this is a favor. So we do things, they say with what they follow. And admit truthfully, I haven't met you, but I can see you. Right, left, to move it out, I gotta ask you. Cigarettes, spit, spit, the piss and resist. Even if I had any balls, I would just kiss you. But in the world, I'm stopping my mystery. So maybe we die, you don't want to move it out. Maybe we don't die, you don't want to move it out. Maybe you're just a girl and forgetting the ground. You wear lipstick and covered in doubt. Where have all my friends got this body shit down? Maybe they went home, maybe they figured it out. But maybe nothing else except a dollar to now. Me and you in the moment, and it's cause it's busting on the couch. It's a half now. Fuck it.
For now I'll down a shot, sing forget me not, and wish he were here. I don't deserve him. He's not like us. He's pure and kind, never out of line, and his heart is full of love. There's an old guitar case somewhere with a picture of your wife and the slow song from Havana that came from another life. We were all of that at once, the highest tide of afterglow. Was it love or drugs or alcohol? I guess I'll never know. I don't deserve him. He's not like us. Never out of line, and his heart is full of love. You don't like every heart that comes to us. We're hurricanes, we can't help but break every heart that comes to us. That harmless Indian medicine sure made a fucking mess of us.
That was the Missy Bauman with the great song Hymn. That song gets me ocean deep in feelings. So great. Another great artist from Guelph. Before that, I played Gregory Pepper and his Problems, I've Got a Bottle. And after that, some more Guelphites. That's F. Scott with Medieval Alchemy. Hey, thanks for listening once again. This is Expect Defiance, and I'm calling these years the lazy years, the lazy era, the lazy months. Hopefully it's not a full year of this because of COVID. It's not that I'm a lazy person. I'm not. There's only so much I can do. I've been, you know, doing graphic design, production, thought experiments for this show for a while on my own, and it's taxing on me. So my new team is put together, so the next few shows are going to be sick, bro. Until that time, though, I will be reenacting the tradition of Lazy Expect Defiance, and I will be playing an entire Power Violence LP to its finish, from start to finish. So thank you for listening once again. We're Expect Defiance. Hit us up on Instagram. Look up Expect Defiance Podcast on Insta. You'll find us. Look us up on Facebook. You'll find us there. Twitter. We're there. You can send us an email even. ExpectDefiance@mail.com. You can send us a thing. And we'll read it maybe. Even on air even. If you try. If you really care. Anyway. This is Mind Eraser, and the album is called Legacy of Brutality. If you don't like loud music, turn this off, and thanks for listening. Peace.
listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hola, señores and señoritas. 101.5 The Hawk in Thrasher's Paradise.
Ah, okay. I was going to say, do I need to smack you to reboot you?
No. Talking about reboot, you got to tell me, because apparently this was a thing in the 90s.
Sure.
There's this animation show called Reboot.
Yeah, I remember the name. I don't remember anything about it.
I don't know why, but sorry to cut you off, but
yeah, that's fine.
All of a sudden, everyone I know is talking about Reboot.
Okay, well, I'm looking it up right now. I didn't like this show at all.
Oh, that's Reboot?
Yep. I hated that show.
When they reboot?
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
What are you doing?
Having cookies and milk.
You're having cookies and milk while we're filming Thrasher's Paradise.
We're filming now?
Recording.
Ah, okay. Yes.
I mean broadcasting.
Broadcasting. Yes, I'm going to have cookies and milk while we're broadcasting. And I'm going to eat as many cookies as I can until the milk runs out. That's a big cup. I'm thirsty.
You know what's also big?
Mm.
Metal Mondays, which is coming up on August 31st. Our first live show we're putting on.
Yeah, first show that Thrasher's Paradise is
going to be putting on.
Putting on, hosting, organizing, eventing, everything.
Master planning.
Master plan. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. We...
At least you're master something other than...
Stop! Master Vader.
There you go.
Luke